is our latest state of play, and we're dealing with 20th in the Premier League this time, Norwich City. I've got Juliet Jakes and Michael Bailey from The Athletic to join me. We work with The Athletic over the course of the season in a number of different ways, as you know. Do sign up if you haven't already had the opportunity to do so, but I'll talk you through all that at the end. Let's just get stuck into this state of play with Norwich. And Michael, I'll start with you. It's a funny one, really, where I think a lot of people would like to feel as though something's gone ever so badly wrong from a Norwich point of view over the course of the season. But ultimately, there's been a decision that's been made, a strategy that's been implemented, which is to go with what was there, broadly speaking, from a Norwich point of view. So, you know, reasonably, you'd possibly like them to have a few more points right now. But realistically, after 28, 29 games, they were always going to be scrapping along at the bottom of the Premier League, fighting for survival. And maybe, just maybe, you might like them to have 5 points more, but you're where you'd expect them to be. Is that fair?
It's a difficult one. I mean, I could quite easily think of 6 points they should have had, and that would bring them, you know, a lot closer to everyone else. And I think the one thing you have to be careful of is saying that Norwich went into the season and, you know, would be perfectly happy with finishing 20th and then going back whence they came because of the bigger picture. Because I think there's a lot of very competitive people at the football club, and it'll still be hurting that there's a little bit of a gap, and they would have probably really hoped that the squad that played so well last year would have been able to compete or perhaps maybe be more consistent this season. I think what they do take a lot of pride in, and I think where you see the understanding from the supporters as well in the majority, is that there isn't a sort of financial Armageddon to what they've done, and there isn't much pressure in that regard. I think the players have said that themselves as well, that they're playing in a situation where they can go about doing it how they want to. They can play a style of football that they want to, and over the run-in, they would feel they would have that sort of freedom of expression on the pitch, because they know that there's not 150 million quid worth of investment that's hanging over their necks if they should fail, and they'll get blamed or there'll be mass recrimination. So I think in that regard, there's almost an acceptance of what Norwich are doing and how they're doing it. It kind of meant that the margins for error were so small that they needed the players that they did bring in the summer to really make an impact, and they needed people to adjust really quickly this season to probably progress further than the bottom three. And those sort of things haven't happened. And then the injuries early on in the season as well kind of made a huge impact in terms of that ability to produce some consistency. So things probably haven't gone the way they hoped, but I think there's an acceptance of where they are, and I hope that it's a good enough platform to mean that they can keep building off it.